One of our producers was wondering aloud one day what rodeo athletes are doing this winter, especially when they didn't have any rodeos to go to last year, and it's not yet certain whether there will be any in 2021. So we asked. Here's what we learned from Stacy Rizika, a competitive barrel racer from Ponoka, Alberta.
Junior Story of Rodeo started her season in amateur rodeo. Went to a couple of pro rodeos. One of them said, "Hey, I can do this." Yes, yeah, she can. She came in here third overall. Stacy Rizika on K to the far side.
There's nothing like the adrenaline of running down an alley. You know, before the race goes, the crowd, you know, the last girl comes out and the crowd is loud and it's your turn to go in and you hear your name. Your horse is revved up and they just bolt in the arena and there's nothing like it, you know. And come around the first barrel and you know you've got it. You go on second barrel and things are happening so fast you don't even remember sometimes what goes on. And the crowd is going wild and the announcer, you know, says new leader and it's like, oh my gosh, you know, it's the best feeling in the world. And that's mostly what I miss. It's in our blood and it's been hard sitting at home and not being able to go down the road and see all your friends and, you know, everyone's family. So it's a big part missing in your life when you're used to that for, you know, many years. I live west of Ponoka, about a half an hour. It's a beautiful area. I have nice trees around. I just live on 6.7 acres and purchased it just over 2 years ago. I have a couple horses here. My main horse, Kay, that I rodeoed on and made the CFR with. And another horse, Maybe. She's a little fireball herself. Also, being here west of Ponoka has been a great area. Of course, you know, as everyone knows, it's pretty central for rodeo and kind of the hub of where everyone would want to be. So very fortunate to have found a place out here. How do I keep in shape over the winter? Well, I do little exercises myself at home. You know, keeping core is huge barrel racing. I mean, your horses are running Mach 10 and you've got to be there with them in their turns and such. And without having rodeo over the last, you know, year and a half here, it's been different because you feel like, what is the point? But I still do it because I know it's going to come back. My horse Kay, she has been my whole world. I have had her since she was 3 years old. I trained her. She's going to be 17 this year. I can't believe it. And she has won and won and won over the last 10 years. And I just look back and think, wow, how blessed am I to have this creature, this animal, that has done nothing but give me everything I've ever wanted. And, you know, she's my best friend. She knows everything about my life. You know, I can tell when she knows I'm having a bad day, or she knows, you know, I know when she's having a bad day. We give each other our little space, and yeah, she's been everything to me. You get that once in a lifetime, you know, horse that has done so much for you, and you just, yeah, it's just, there's nothing greater than it. You know, she's like my kid. You know, COVID has changed everyone's lives. Thankfully, you know, I haven't had anything or anyone close that's had it. You know, it's scary, but I think we all, you know, everyone's been doing their part and trying to stay safe, but life, you know, life has to go on. It's changed a lot, you know, of course, for rodeo because we didn't have rodeo. But with the world right now, we don't know what's going to happen, and it's scary. It's scary to think what is going to come out of everything, but hopefully that things will get back to normal and, you know, we can all live our lives and do what we all love. So we just have to keep positive and hope for the best.
She's number one in the average, and she wants to stay there. Yes, she is! What a Canadian finals it has been for that cowgirl, 14.467.
That was Stacy Razika from Ponoka, Alberta. That's all we have for you on this week's Between the Rows, but we'll be back again next week. I hope you'll join us. I'm Laura Rance.